This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Baby is a babe. Babe with the power. Power of voodoo. You do.
They're what?
And my me is the babe.
So that was a flashback, if anyone did have one. What is that?
That is Dance Magic Dance by David Bowie from the Labyrinth soundtrack.
So you're not over that we totally did not talk about David Bowie's death in the last podcast when it had happened. Oh, by the way, this is Alicia Unleashed.
Hi, good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's episode
16.
Sweet 16. We're just doing Talia's Sweet 16 invitations tonight. That's going to be a hoot and a half.
I'm stressed out for you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm stressed out just doing invitations. We have Bridget Ernest.
Hello.
And myself. And, you know, does Kyle hate me? Like, does Kyle...
No.
Like, what's happening? Kyle is just so busy, and Kyle has such a social life that I'm just gonna steal the Joey remarks. Why do you hate me? Why? Why don't you want to be in the podcast anymore? Why? Why are you not here? Why? Why do you have a life? I don't like it. Why?
I don't think she hates you.
No, well, that's what Joey says to me all the time. Why do you hate me? So I'm just saying it to Kyle.
Oh, you're passing it on.
I'm just passing it on.
All right.
So that song that you just played by David Bowie, yes. That was from Labyrinth?
Yes. And
okay, because that was a long time ago.
Listen, so David Bowie died maybe 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, and we missed it last week. And I'm not over it.
You're so traumatized by that.
It was just like, it was literally on the top of my list, how did we miss it? And then you played Wiz Khalifa, and I got very confused as to what was happening. David Bowie as Jareth the Goblin King was like the first guy that I had woman feels like on an actor. I was like, hollow. I was a kid, and he was the first one that gave me lady feelings. So, okay. You know, did you not see that codpiece? I mean, come on.
The Labyrinth was a million years ago.
So
for real.
So clearly it didn't stick in your mind as much as it did.
No, it definitely did not.
Well, all right.
So are they redoing the Labyrinth?
So there's been talk since he passed away that they are either going to be doing a reboot or they're going to do a sequel.
Wait, so what would be a reboot?
A reboot is where they do it all over again, different cast, different actors.
I don't think they should do that. I think that's stupid.
I feel like nowadays everyone's trying to reboot stuff. Like, we rebooted Fantastic Four for some reason. We rebooted the Hulk. There is no reason for any of this. They rebooted Point Break. Hello, that movie was shitty to begin with, but it was epically shitty that it was good. Like, you know, I heard it was really bad. I just don't understand.
I don't either.
Just leave shit alone. You know what, kids? You know what, millennials? Get your own goddamn heroes. Don't bring back the Transformers. Get your own damn heroes.
I don't understand. Like, I understand a sequel.
Yeah, like a sequel or a follow-up. Toby grows up and Toby happens to get...
Oh, Toby. Who is Toby?
Toby is the little brother.
No, I know, but who is it really? Is he...
He's an unknown. The only two people that were famous, obviously, besides Jim Henson, so three, is Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie.
Oh.
Everyone else was Frank Oz or Jim Henson that voiced it because
they were
all puppets and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Fun facts from the 80s.
I know. Now they could just CGI that shit and, like, what's the point? Like, it's just ridiculous. I don't get it.
And speaking of movies, I had a stranger come into my house on Sunday and rent Straight Outta Compton.
It's a good movie.
So, of course,
like, they just walk in your house and be like,
apparently, they just were like, hey, yo, I just want to go into Alicia's house and let's rent some movies. So they did.
Well, shit, I'm going to do that from now. When you go working next? I need to watch Inside Out. When you working next?
Oh, my God, I love that movie. Oh, that is such a freaking cute movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God, it's the best movie ever. And it's such a... It's like, it is such an adult movie because it talks about the feelings, and it talks about emotions, and it really hits home to adults when you watch it. It's like, holy crap.
So
it's
like, I, so crazy. I was supposed to see that with your brother-in-law, and the only thing I have against seeing certain movies like that, because I knew it was going to be phenomenal, is the fact that I'd have to be at a movie theater with children.
There weren't many, well, by the time we went, there weren't many children, but it was hilarious. And Talia, because of course now all the kids will, you know, oh, I'm like this person. And the character Sadness, she is so funny and she's so dramatic. I'm like, Talia, that's you. You're so dramatic. That's you. That's Sadness. So when you see the movie and see Sadness, that's so Talia.
I'm going to think of Talia.
Because she's so dramatic. So super dramatic. So anyway, straight out of Compton, had a stranger come in, rent the movie. And so I'm like, and then I saw it was a 2.5 hour long movie.
But you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't feel it at all.
Here's the thing. I have a short attention span for long movies. So
you have a short attention span for a football game.
I have short attention span in life.
Squirrel.
Shiny objects.
Shiny. Wow.
What were we talking about?
Right?
So I watched, you know, and I saw that it was going to expire on the 26th.
Oh, so you got to get on that shit.
Well, okay. I don't know. Maybe I watched a half an hour of the first.
What?
And then the next day, I might have watched another half an hour, an hour. I'm not too sure. But by the third day, it expired. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to watch it.
Oh, come on.
So I think I'm halfway through it.
Yo, random stranger. Like, you need to come up and, like, do that again.
I think I
hope they're gonna, like, send you some money or something, I think, like, for your bill.
If I want to see the rest, I'm gonna rent it again.
Yeah.
But I don't pay the bill, so that random stranger probably does. So I'll just rent it again. Ooh. So I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Dude. I've seen that movie.
So anyway, you watched it.
Yeah, I actually saw it in the theater with your brother-in-law.
You did?
Yeah.
When did it come out in the theater? As you can see, I have no knowledge of, like, movies and when they come out or anything like that.
Like, back in November, like December or something like that, he and I are like movie buddies.
I know, but it came out that long ago?
Yeah, and they well, because the Oscar race is happening, so they're bringing everything to, like, on-demand in videos.
Okay.
So my mom actually rented it the other day. Or I saw it on the list. I'm like, oh, you're renting Straight out of Compton? She's like, yeah, I don't know what it's all about. And I was like, oh, okay. Didn't tell her.
Is it a true story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walked away. The next day, I come home and I see her, like, watching a movie and she puts it on pause. I'm like, oh, you're watching Straight out of Compton? She goes, yeah, I didn't know this is about Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. Is this real? And I'm like, yes.
Like me, like I just said.
Ice Cube and Dr. Dre are executive producers. They helped direct, like, they helped the whole thing.
Learning stuff that I didn't know.
They've been trying to make this movie for years. Like, for, like, 11 Why? Years. It's just the timing and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of movie producers and executives didn't want to bring it to the table and didn't want to say yes to it.
It's an amazing movie.
So, what's really amazing about it is that they did a casting call and they did casting for all, like, Eazy-E, Dr.
They're
Dre.
They're so spot on. All of them are spot freaking on.
So, funny story is Ice Cube's son actually ended up getting the part. He tried out and he got the part of Ice Cube.
That's why he looks so familiar.
So my mom, oh my God, you did the same thing. So my mom's like at the end of the movie and I'm watching it and of course I got fucking tears in my eyes because, you know, it still gets me and I'm like, fucking Bone Thugs, oh my God. And, like, you know, everything. Like, the guy that played Suge Knight, like, oh my God.
Spot on.
So ridiculous.
And alive?
Yes, unfortunately, he's still alive. Yeah. I don't know how this man stays alive.
I don't know how he's not killed.
I'm convinced he killed the two
you
bosses.
Think,
big.
Oh.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh,
that's a good conspiracy
Craig
theory.
Craig Kimberly, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, that's a good conspiracy theory.
Oh, everyone knows. He's insane.
Because why is he still alive?
Well, he ran over somebody recently. He's in jail now. He ran over somebody. Came back and ran over them again and all caught on video.
You know, I would totally do the same thing.
They could not arrest him for anything else. They finally caught him on video and that's how that motherfucker went to jail. Just like O.J. Simpson was released from jail and he got put back in jail. Not for murdering his wife and her boyfriend, but for stealing his own memorabilia back from Las Vegas. It's
right.
insane.
Right.
So my mom was like, God, the guy that plays Ice Cube, he looks so familiar. And of course her accent came out. And I was like, that's Ice Cube's son. She goes, no fucking way. She's like,
your mother?
And I'm in the middle of eating and I'm laughing. And she's like, I don't know these things. And she goes, Jesus, he came straight out of his pecker, I guess, huh? I fucking almost died. I started choking on my rice and beans. I almost peed my pants, and I didn't have to pee, but, like, I was choking so friggin' bad. That and she just amazing. Said that shit so casual. Like, she didn't, like, it just came out of her mouth. I'm like, you know, when you go to the nursing home, they're going to be like, oh, fuck, another one. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. Oh, sorry. God. There's a lot of F's in there. Puppies, you're welcome. Sorry.
That's amazing. Oh, that's so much
it's
fun.
It's such a great movie. It.
Yeah, I think I'm halfway through it. I think. I don't know when I lost sight of it, but I think I am. So Homie Cast did... Yeah. I haven't... What is today?
Today.
Thursday?
Thursday.
They actually... When he posted it on Tuesday.
I haven't... I just got the email last night, so I am behind on my stocking.
But you listened to it.
I listened to it this morning, yes.
Okay, I'm a little bit behind. I know there's some dodgeball shit in there I should be listening to.
I mean... Yeah.
All right, because I need to have a team.
There's nothing revealed yet. Like, nothing
right,
revealed.
Right, okay. But I didn't, and you said it was pretty much more of a low-key kind of one?
It was kind of low-key. They weren't hyphy or anything like that. I mean, obviously because the Patriots lost, so they're kind of like...
Oh, they were bombed. Super bombed.
Super chill. They were super chill. Bummed. They were actually talking like low tones, like sensual. Like, it was almost sensual the way they were talking
about
their
Because the
last
one was so loud...
Well, yeah.
That they probably are so self-conscious like I am now.
I don't know if that's the case or they were just like, meh.
Meh.
Meh. But like, you know, Craig, it's funny because they read it on Craig like saying that Craig shouldn't have been at the football at the party because he was bringing down the Patriots. And they're like,
oh,
he's bad juju.
They're blaming
but you
the
know what?
Craig now.
You guys should have checked your boy Chris DeWolf because his son was running a whole lot of mouth talk.
Oh, yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
I almost dunked Tyler in the toilet face first. He was horrible.
I almost thought about giving him an awful waffle. Like, seriously.
He was horrible.
It was getting to the point. Like, it was so tragic.
So, you had said that you have a friend that listens to the Homie Cast.
Yes.
And what's this accent porn?
So, what it is there are people out there that love, obviously, the British accent, the Australian accent. So,
I understand those.
Yeah,
trust me.
She lives...
I understand a sexy accent, but a Boston accent?
It's not even
sexy?
A Boston accent. It's a Gloucester accent.
No. Gloucester, Boston, Riviera, they're all the same kids.
No, they're not.
They're all the
same
kids. Uh-uh. They all got the same accent, cuz. I don't even know how to speak like that.
I think Riviera is a little different. But she messaged me after listening to the Homie Cast one day, and she's like, holy accent porn. Like, this is amazing. Because what happened was when I went out west, I played the... It's a baby wheel, Jay. Like,
oh,
those
God.
Guys.
That's exactly what
so she was like,
like,
I need... She's like, you come out here, you fly 3,000 miles, and you don't bring me an accent. I'm like...
Wait, she likes that accent?
She loves that accent.
You have to be kidding me.
No.
She loves the...
And I'm not going to name who she is.
But you have to be kidding me that she loves that Boston-Gloucester accent?
She thinks it's hysterical. She thinks it's, like, some... I mean, obviously, she's from California, so, like... They don't really, they have certain accents, but they're not like this. And I used to tell her all the time because people would be like, you're from Boston, but you don't have an accent. I'm like, yeah, I know how to pronounce my R's when I want to.
Yeah.
I'm also not drunk. I'm not angry. And I'm not in right center field, like yelling at my friggin' catcher who can't take a fucking ball. But, you know, whatever. So, yeah, she calls the Homie Cast accent porn.
That's hilarious because they have plenty of it. The only one that doesn't is Craig and actually Eric. But between Chris and Joey, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Their accents are so horrible. Horrible. I mean that in the... Wait, hold on. I sorry, guys. I mean that in the best way. I mean that in the best way.
They are some thick accents.
There you go. That's how you say it nicely.
That's how you spin that.
Yep. Thick accents.
Yep. It's funny. I mean, I don't know how many she's listened to, but...
I don't know, but she probably listened to them all now.
Oh, man. I think she loves the way they talk about meat. I'm not over the meat.
No, because Joey's always talking about meat.
Dude. Didn't he talk about more meat when he was doing the meat for the homie cast?
Yeah, he was talking about like the ribs and the smoker and the rub and stuff like that. So
the other day I went to go visit Joey down the dock, and he had Eric down there, and I had asked him, hey, you want to go to lunch and whatever, because we go on lunches sometimes, and he's like, no, but I got some like sausage. And I'm like, I don't want your meat. It's not happening. I don't want your meat. If you think I'm just going to just eat some sausage, I love you, Joey, off of a grill. I'm not a guy. They were just like all like carnivore-ish, which is fine because they are men and that's what men do. Do I sound like Tim Allen?
A little bit.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I have a deep voice, so I can usually pull that off. Oh, so, recently, I don't know if you know this. Okay, so Joey used to have two Good Morning Gloucester Facebooks.
Okay.
He made one kind of his personal. That didn't work out because he has 5,000 followers. I don't know what personal person has 5,000 followers. But then he has the actual Good Morning Gloucester one that feeds from the website to the feed. So anyway, Joey decided to distinguish the two. So thank you, Joey, for that, because I had... constantly figuring out which one was really Joey and which one was really the site. So he's now one for his personal.
I considered friending him.
So, and then he has one for the site. So that's good. But I found that out on Facebook. He didn't tell me. So did you find out something on Facebook that maybe you would have wanted to find out in person?
Yeah, well, I mean, a few things. Two things being that the two guys I was dating from Match.com were in relationships with people, not me.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
And it's really awkward when you're supposed to go on a date that night with them, and they change, like, you're friends with them, and it's like, oh, so-and-so changed their status, and you're like, oh, we didn't have that conversation. And it's like, oh, that's not my name. Interesting.
Oh.
And that's a... That was a interesting text message. It wasn't awkward for me because I was like, oh, so congratulations, I guess?
Right, right.
But another thing is I found out my dad died on Facebook.
No way. How the hell did you find that
my
out?
My dad is a local guy from Gloucester. Yeah. And one of my family members, who's not in the state, decided that she was just going to post, oh, rest in peace, Uncle D. And I... know her uncles, and I was like, no, there's only one Uncle D. And so I responded back and I said, do you mean so and so? And she said, oh my god, I'm so sorry, no one told you. What the fuck?
Wow.
Are you fucking serious?
Wow.
There's a reason why I don't talk to that side of the family.
Right.
But the thing was, she didn't even have the common courtesy to even check in to see if I had known.
Right.
I didn't, like, you know what? I'm not gonna, you know, beat around the bush about it. I didn't have a relationship with my father to be like,
but
oh
still,
my God.
At the end of the day, that's not something
there
that
was
you
a lot
find
of,
out.
There was a lot of issues that I had with it.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother had a relationship with my father. I had to call my brother, and I seriously
called. But your brother didn't know?
My brother didn't know. My brother was in the middle of driving home from picking up his stepdaughter. And I called him, I called his wife, I called my mom. My mom didn't even know.
No one even knew.
No one knew. Wow. And my brother found out after an aunt that we hadn't spoke to showed up at the front door, and I had just got a hold of him, and he's like, well, so-and-so is here. But it's one of those things, like, you know, if you're talking about someone's death or pregnancy or something like that, like... make sure you have, like, the common courtesy. All of my friends that got engaged or became pregnant called me.
Right.
Called me. Yeah. Like, someone that dies. I mean, I had that problem with another friend. I actually had someone call me to tell me they had tragically been injured. You know, it turned out to be some other things. But there were people all of a sudden, instantly, rest in peace, rest in peace. Wasn't dead yet. Wasn't dead. He hadn't died yet. He was still in the hospital. He was hospitalized.
Wow.
And it was, you know, being so far away from everything. The last thing you want to know, find that shit out while you're eating a cheese sandwich because you're broke. Like, you know, you're eating a cheese sandwich and you're looking through your Facebook and you're like, what the... My father died?
Right,
it's just, you guys got to be very, like, people got to be careful online.
I am all about, like, if I find, like, you're right, if I find something out online, I would like to know in person first.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many people putting their shit out online now. And I'm, for one, like, not that person to be straight out. Like, I understand there have been some people that have gone through some stuff and they feel like they need to be public because their social media really connects to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And my social media connects to my loved ones and to people I've actually had conversations with, relationships with, friendships, anything you can think of. I take my Facebook seriously. So if I were to put something out on Facebook, it's because I've told you or called you first.
Mm.
So I'm not that type of person to just put it out there. And I won't. I do put memes out there, you know, to be, you know, facetious sometimes. But other than that, I don't think I would ever air my dirty laundry out there.
It's hard too, like, because you also,
people take social media very seriously these days. Mm-hmm. And it depends. I mean, it really depends. If you're a public figure, then putting something out on Facebook may be beneficial to you. I in no means see myself as a public figure. I see myself as a regular person, which I am. So I don't feel like I need to go ahead and lay my shit out there. And I was actually going to add something to this, and now I forget.
My main thing is, I have some stuff that, like, I talk about, and I like to remind myself that I talked about it.
I knew where I was going.
Go.
So, because I find my Facebook is very private and I put everything on there, I don't just friend anyone on Facebook.
Mm.
So, if someone's like, hey, how are you? Oh, we just met. Oh, that's great. What's your Facebook? No, my friend.
You can follow me on Instagram first.
Not even. My Instagram's private. Twitter is the only thing that I have public because it's connected to the blog. And the only thing on my Twitter is anything connected to the blog. So that's fine. You can follow me on my Twitter. Even my Instagram's private because my Instagram I always put on my Facebook.
Yeah.
So my Instagram and my Facebook are private and they go hand in hand. But that's another thing. I've had people think I was so weird by me not telling them how to find me on Facebook.
See, I've never had that problem. People have just found me, and I'm super private because
I'm not searchable.
I'm not searchable, but somehow a certain psychopath keeps trying to find me. So I'm private, but if I'm tagged in something because of my work, you know, there's a huge group of people, and I'm one of those inbox zero people. Like, I don't like notifications being like my little notifications window. I need everything cleared. And I have 55 friend requests just sitting there.
What?
I won't accept.
What? You can't just ignore them. You can ignore
them. I know, but I don't want to do that because I actually got called out over the summer. And they're like, oh my God, we should be Facebook friends. And I'm like, totally. And they go to find me like, oh, you haven't responded to my request. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not like that. I do have friends that will friend anyone and everything and whatever.
See, on Facebook. I have about 546 friends.
I think I have way less than that.
Not everyone I talk to anymore, but a lot of them were softball people.
Let me even check how many I have. I'll check right now. I'll tell you how many I have. I have no way I have that many.
But what I'm saying about, like, social media, too, is there are times when I want to actually express emotion or feelings. And I actually have to check myself because there are people that are also part of that situation where they were affected differently. You know, they might have had different relationships with these people. And so it's really weird. Like, you have, in a sense, you should be mindful, but also I don't put everything on Facebook. A lot of it goes on Twitter.
A lot of people do.
I don't share every Instagram on Facebook. There are certain ones, like tonight, tonight's Instagram, I put it on there because, you know, I'm trying to help boost Alicia Unleashed and, you know, get the word out there for you. And I seem to have a lot of followers that really like my shit. I also...
You have a lot of West Coast followers.
I do.
You do. We have a lot of people listening from the West Coast.
What up?
Yeah. And we're worldwide anyway.
Right.
I mean, we already know Alicia Unleashed is worldwide.
Of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're viral.
Right.
Like, dude.
Yes.
Viral every week. Because we're just bomb dig like that. So you, when we went out to... We went out to eat on during the snowstorm. That was so much fun. All right.
Wait. You mean Storm Nick Jonas? Storm Nick Jonas? Hey.
That was the best. So when we had 8 inches of snow, because it was falling 2 to 3 inches an hour, we thought we were in a snowstorm and it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned, if you had any superpower, what would it be? And you had a good one.
Oh, so it was not necessarily like a superpower. I mean, it is a superpower.
It would be a superpower.
If you could have the capability or the ability to know that you're missing a certain opportunity, and you know, would you want to know?
Of course.
But like, not necessarily like, oh, like someone's got a red aura, meaning that they're a love opportunity or a work opportunity. But you just know that there's an opportunity there. It's just a glow.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of saying hello.
Yes.
See, I'm one of those detail-oriented people where I would be like, no, I need to know what exactly am I missing out. Like, am I missing out on buying that lottery ticket, like, right now? Like, while I'm in here buying a Hershey bar? or, trust me, I don't eat Hershey bars. But, you know, am I missing out on a job opportunity? Am I missing out on, like, a love connection? Or am I missing out on just a connection? You know, family.
I love that superpower.
Like,
I would want that one.
I feel like that would be troubling, though. Like, it's kind of like the mind reading, you know, like Professor Xavier.
Oh, yeah. What's that movie with What Women Want? Or the one
with Mel Gibson.
He can actually hear the women's mind.
Yes.
That would be so fucked up.
You would hear everything. Like,
oh, my God.
You know, even like Sookie from True Blood, like hearing everyone's inner thoughts. Like, you know, would I want to know that?
Because I talk to myself all the time.
Right. But like if you're hearing someone else's inner thought.
I know. That'd be crazy.
I would probably say some shit to you. Be like, excuse me? No. Or, you know, who knows?
Exactly.
But it was one of those things where that was probably before I started singing 2 Chainz to Jamie at Stones.
we also had an interesting conversation. But okay. So
when was that? What day? Was I drinking?
No, oh, okay. Yeah, you were. we're going to bring it back a little bit and not going to bring anything up, but you were talking about leggings. And are they pants or not pants? And I'm telling you, leggings are not pants. Leggings are meant to be worn with long shirts.
Oh my God, I'm
But they're definitely not pants. Now, be careful where you're going with this because Joey already got in some heat maybe a year or two ago about where you're about to go with this. So just choose your words wisely.
Okay, two words. Okay, and then I'm going to drop it.
No, stop. I already know you're going.
Toe check. it's not a photo.
Joey's two words are camel toe. Toe check.
Just toe check.
Okay. Like, that would be a male point of view and a female point of view. No, it's a female.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I tried to wear leggings one day. That shit is thin as hell. It's not warm. And obviously women don't wear leggings during the summer. And you could call it athletic wear, fine, whatever. They're not yoga pants. These things are stretchy. You can see things. You can see the skin pulling. You can see the fabric pulling. I have a pair of fleece line leggings that don't look like leggings. I tried, and maybe it's because I don't have the right front thighs, but like my ass is perfect for them. I just don't feel like they should be considered pants. They're not. They're new pajamas.
Like, they're not pants. You know, if you have a shirt that goes long enough or a dress, then fine. That's what they are. They're not pants.
The thing is, they are the new pajamas. Like, you know, the lazy ass mo's that go to Market Basket and go shopping wearing the fleece, like Mickey Mouse pajama pants. Leggings are the new pajama pants.
Are you making fun of me going to Market Basket in my pajamas? Because I don't give a fuck. I will leave the house in pajamas. You wear pajamas to... I wear pajamas everywhere.
Because
I don't care. I wear pajamas. I am not one of those people that need to get dressed up to leave my house.
But do you need to have them decorated? Like, are they just plain colored pajamas? Like,
oh, hell no. I wear my snowman pajama bright green pants.
Oh, my God.
With the fleece over to Market Basket. Yeah, I judge don't you. Care. I don't care.
See,
who's going to care what I look like when I go to grab coffee, when I go to Market Basket? What do I care?
I don't know. Like, who am I trying to impress? Exactly. Like, that's the thing. Is there are certain days where I need to, like, be top nine, like, top of my bill. Like, you know, because you never know who you're going to run into. And it's always those days where I'm wearing, like, my worst ratted-tatted, like, sweatpants that just got done walking the dog or whatever. And I run into a store and people want to talk to me. And I'm like, oh, crap. My hair is in a headband. It looks like all sorts of like toe up.
See,
hair.
I don't care. I don't care about those things.
I just feel like.
And if you like me looking like that, then you like me as a person.
I mean, you know, super cash, I get it. I wear athletic wear when I go to Market Basket because it's an obstacle course for me. I am like trying to run that shit like a Spartan race, okay? I'm trying to get in and out of there and avoid eye contact at all cost. That's why I go to Stop and Shop.
I love her laughter was like so evil.
It was so crazy.
If I can help it, I'll go somewhere else.
Oh. Oh my God.
It's just rough.
So you. What, Barbie dolls?
What's this? Mattel just released new Barbie dolls, and they are plus size.
Petite. Get out!
They've got acne.
No way!
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Like, stop it.
African-American, Asian.
But they had those before.
But these ones are more authentic. Like, they got texture now. They've got the plus size girl. They've got the petite. They've got the skinny. They've got the... You know, disabled. It's
no, stop it.
No, they really released it today.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And where can you buy this? Toys R Us?
You can buy them at the Toys R Us. They released them today. Like,
just today?
Yeah. I mean, they released the photos today. I mean, that's my newsfeed was blown up with it trending. Certain blogs that I follow were talking about it because they're talking all about no body shame and also like body empowerment.
Look up some things. I want to post some things on the blog as in text rather than on this podcast. Yeah. So can you send me over some stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
apparently I'm not in with the, you know, with the crowd to know this because I did
well,
not.
Well, you actually work in a different establishment than I, and I have to patrol Facebook, so I'm constantly on social media.
Yeah, I'm
so
just not.
That's a lot of people like, oh my God, Bridget, do you ever get off Facebook? I have to for my job. It's an interesting pinpoint, but listen, once that snowball starts rolling down the hill, it goes bigger and into an avalanche. And if we can stop that snowball at a little tiny snowflake, fine. That's why we're on Facebook.
So send me that, because that's really interesting to know. I mean, I never, you know, I never bought my kids, my daughter Barbies, or I never got into that, or, you know, I'm not super girly anyway, so I never got into that. So,
that's a good...
yeah, it is. Wait, how many kids about... under 20 know Oprah?
So here's the thing. I was thinking about this the other day. So Oprah actually just made $12 million in 1 hour yesterday.
Of course she did. Because she's freaking Oprah.
No, saying three words. I love bread. She got paid $12 million by Weight Watchers for saying that.
Isn't she on, but I she's on Weight, why would she say that? If
so she's on Weight Watchers. And
we know that.
But on Weight Watchers, you can eat everything.
You can eat anything you want. Just count your points.
Exactly. Right. So my thought was, I was thinking about it because I also heard the song by Travie McCoy and Bruno Mars, Billionaire.
Yeah.
And dude, he that's says, old. I mean, it's a few years old.
Yeah.
And he says, what up, Oprah? Kids nowadays, do like Talia, does she know who Oprah is?
Of course she does. What do you think? I raise my kid in a freaking Oprah-free society?
Wow.
No?
You are getting way too hyped.
Oprah is one of my heroes.
I understand that, but Oprah, like,
is freaking fucking amazing.
But you think about
She's amazing. Why? My child knows every
What about Tyler?
Of course he does.
Okay.
Of course
but
Tyler
there
knows.
There might be kids
you
that...
You think I am some... invalids?
But there might be some kids that Tyler and Talia are friends with that don't know who Oprah is or why she's such a big deal.
Okay, well then that's their parents' issue. Joey, Kate, do your kids know who Oprah is? If you don't, we need to educate them right now before I come to your house.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Anybody like, else? Anybody else out there that don't know who their kid is, who Oprah is? Anybody? Chrissy, do your kids know who Oprah is? I am appalled. I am absolutely appalled. There are children out there that don't know who Oprah is.
They don't know her influence.
No, this is
not necessarily they don't know who she is, but they don't know her influence and how powerful she is and why she's a big deal.
She's the most powerful woman in the whole entire world.
Not anymore.
Stop it. Don't you dare. Oprah is amazing.
I'm going to go in the crate with the dogs. She's gonna put me in the crate.
Just because she doesn't have a talk show doesn't mean...
I understand that, but like, you think about it. People, like, I've told
Oprah! That's what the homie cast does. See? Why does the homie cast use Oprah as her safe word? See? Because she's powerful and only saying sexy.
I don't know.
I'm so fired up right now.
I don't know if the safe word should be about a powerful woman. Isn't that supposed to be like a safe word?
No, it is, because it talks about a powerful woman, and so the safe word should be a powerful woman.
I mean, I have safe words, different safe words, but I get it.
Pineapple!
None of them are Oprah. None
Pineapple!
SpongeBob!
SpongeBob!
No, that's not true at all. He lives in a pineapple under the sea. But I'm just saying, like, kids nowadays, I mean, I was talking to a coworker, and she doesn't know who the Beatles are or Led Zeppelin, and I...
That's a problem. That's their parents' fault. Their parents failed as parents.
It hurts. It hurts my heart.
Failed as parents.
It's just like when David Bowie died, because I'm not over it.
Apparently, I failed.
Like, I mean, people are just like, I don't know what the big deal is. Are you kidding me?
So, speaking of parents, we're going to go bring it back to the 80s with Mother Smoking. And I know, I mean, this is a huge... This is... Okay, so in the 90s, when we had the whole non-smoking movement, and we had the Let's Make Smoking History movement and everything, and I worked for Gloucester Prevention Network. What up, guys? We actually had this, like, little baby in the amniotic fluid, and it would mimic what would happen when the mother would have a puff of a cigarette. And what would happen to the baby every time the mother smoked. So when we see people nowadays walking down the street, you know, pregnant or driving pregnant or just a pregnant woman smoking, that is the, it's like your baby should be taken away from you and your baby isn't even born yet.
Yeah.
All right. This might be a controversial issue that we're getting into here.
So we can, you know, but can say your safe word if we need to.
No, but I'm saying this is very controversial that we're getting into here. But when you are physically smoking, eating, drinking, no matter what you're doing, it's going directly to your baby. And there's a lot of proven, you know, facts and stats and everything you can think of when you smoke, your baby, you know, what your baby can be born as. It's huge. And nowadays, the ingredients going into these cigarettes, it's insane.
So I was talking to my mom about this because there happens to be a neighbor. Let's just say I walk my dog in various different neighborhoods throughout the town. And there happened to be somebody that I saw who is, you know, very well pregnant. And I know that their due date has passed. And they were outside smoking. And I was like, and I told my mom. She goes, well, I smoked when, you know, I was pregnant. And I was like, well, that explains a lot. But, sorry, Mom. Love you. But I was like, yeah, but the chemicals have changed since then. The chemicals are so manufactured now. She's like, it's the same thing. I'm like, no, it's not. There's a stigma now.
Right.
There's a stigma.
There has been a stigma.
It's just, I used to see this on the softball fields where I'd see these women that show up pregnant and they're smoking. And I'm like, oh my God, hold me back. Somebody hold me back. Because I also have friends that have had a hard time trying to conceive.
Yeah.
Hard time trying to have children. And you're going to just fucking just fuck that shit. I'm going to do what I want with my baby and my fetus. Fine. Fine. You know what? It's your prerogative. But you know what? I'm judging you.
I'm not judging you, but I'm judging you.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you. I'm judging you.
I'm judging you.
Stink eye.
So, do you judge people when they're driving, even though you didn't know that masks, you can talk while you're driving? You know that, right?
I did not know that Massachusetts...
You did not know that?
I did not know that Massachusetts was not a hands-free state. I lived in California where it was a hands-free state. So, for the last 2.5 years, I am not sorry for yelling at you while I was driving or walking my dog and you're on your cell phone. I am judging you. I'm yelling at you. I will talk shit about you in front of your windshield. I talked about this before where these people will just roll up on a crosswalk while I'm in the middle of the crosswalk. And you know what? You're lucky my dog didn't have a bag of shit ready to go because I would throw it on your windshield because it's so distracting. It's dangerous. I don't know how many people, like, why you need to be on the phone. Do you need to be talking about Joe and Lydia or Josephine and blah, blah, blah and going to Dunkin' Donuts? No, you don't. You don't need to be like, what's up? What you doing? Oh my God, can you believe, like, Real Housewives? No, can't. Save that shit until you're home, you're sitting in front of your fucking computer, or, like, go to coffee. Like, go invite them to coffee via text message before you get in your car. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for yelling at people. I think Massachusetts should definitely be hands-free. It drives me...
Is California hands-free?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It drives me wild. I will go from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat if I see that fucking handheld thing in your fucking face. So, man, the puppies are making some bang tonight.
So another road rage thing. Do you get mad when you let someone cross the road and they don't say thank you?
Yeah, I mean...
You are just all sorts of road rage.
I am such a raging bitch.
All sorts of road rage.
No, you know what it is? So when I see someone, like... stopped in the middle of the road and they got their blinker on and they're trying to get into like a parking lot and something and I see all these cars passing and I finally stop for them out of the kindness of my heart because there's no one behind me and I still stop. They don't wave. Or same thing in a crosswalk.
They don't wave. They just walk without acknowledging you.
No, they don't wave. They don't do a quick little snap of the wrist. Same thing with pedestrians. Like, you see them standing there waiting and waiting and waiting. And I stop. And, of course, there's no cars behind me, so they could walk after me. But I'm being nice because karma, you know, I'm trying to get some points. And
I'm going to need a lot of points. I'm going to need thousands of points for this conversation.
And they don't do the little quick wrist. I walk my dog, and I've said it like 13 times tonight, because, you know, I walk my dog, and I could be holding a bag of shit, her fucking leash, and my iPod trying to change the song, and I will lift something to indicate, thank you, you know, same thing when I pull into a driveway or something like that. Although last night I did not wave at Chris DeWolf, like a bat out of fucking hell coming, like almost taking my ass out. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, I recognize that car. What's up? That's right. Come at me. It's one of those things. Like, you don't get like, wow, you couldn't have like said thank you. I mean, it's just a quick little flick of the wrist.
That's it.
It's not that hard. You do more when you give people the finger. I mean, come on. Oh my God.
Bridget, tell me how you really feel.
I feel like this is almost as bad as that day I went off on Aaron Hernandez.
That was the most, that was the funniest day of my life. That was clearly.
We almost got in an accident.
Yes, I did. That was clear. I was laughing so hard I couldn't even function. That was clearly the funniest day of my life.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I'm prepping, you know?
So there's one. So I know we've talked about this before. I've talked about this with my previous, well, with my guy friends and, you know, me and my guy friends, we talk about different dating sites and guys are actually shocked at what they see nowadays, in other guys or girls or whatever. And I had a conversation with one of my guy friends and they were like, you know, I was like, I was telling them, I'm like, guys are you, cause we talk about it with you.
Yep.
And you talk about how guys are just so quick to just be like, oh, here's my dick. Here's this, here's that. And so you've also gotten the male perspective.
I did.
Of the way guys are perceived on these dating sites now. Like, it's crazy.
So, yeah, one of my favorite memes is a meme of a cat, and it says that unsolicited dick pic is just like, oh, my cat brought me a dead mouse. They're so proud, but I ain't gonna touch it. It's hilarious. but, you know, I had a conversation recently with a guy who had been on a dating site. He met a girl. He's engaged now. Congratulations. And we were talking about my interesting date from Saturday. And he goes, let me see your perspectives. Let me see who's been looking at you, like messaging you. Let me see this. I'm curious.
Right.
And I was like, what are you going to do? He's like, I just want to see what's out there.
Right.
And we started scrolling through and there was like two other guys. And he's like, are you kidding me? These are the photos people are putting out there? Like, yeah. You wearing sunglasses. What the fuck am I supposed to know, do from
right,
that?
Right.
Or like, hey, look, you got a nice selfie stick. Or, and my thing, which I love the mirror selfie. I'm so proud you have an iPhone 6 Plus X, whatever. where it takes up your whole face.
Or not your face.
Or not your face.
Or it cuts off your face. And you're taking this mirror selfie.
Oh, just to get the neck V
down.
Yeah. And okay, he was.
I don't give a shit whether you have a V, whether you have a gut. If I can't see your face, then don't be posting it.
If I can't see.
Because your face. I'm sorry.
If I can't see your eyes, because, you know, you can tell if people got shifty eyes and stuff.
Yep. You can tell. A
last thing you want to do is go on a date and they got, like, cross eye. And you're like, oh, hey. Which one should I look at? But he was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is, he's like, you know what? I'm going to message this guy.
And no, he did.
He was like, I
see. On your yeah, thing, you let him? What's wrong with you?
I had to pee so bad.
Stop it.
I was like, you can compose this message, but don't send it.
Oh, no.
And when I came back, he was like, oops.
Nope. Oh,
whatever.
No.
You know what, though? Things need to be said. The thing needed, that guy needed, like, 100%. Like, he needed to be real. Like, someone needed to, like, put him on Front Street. I'm seriously checking.
God, really?
I think so. Like, and it was just so funny. He was like, I can't believe that people are putting old ass photos or like photos with the dog, but their face is blocked or photos. Yeah.
I don't understand the photos with five people. How do you know which one is them?
Exactly. And the description, you can't, like, fine. If you can't find a photo, because I don't like to take selfies at all. I just happened to take a few that were spot on the first try, by the way. Some people are like,
I take a lot of spot on selfies.
But they're like hella suspicious. They're like, yeah, that probably took her 100 times. No, my shit, okay, maybe.
Screw that. Two. My selfies take one try, bitches.
So
one try.
He was like shocked. He's like, I am so sorry. And then I put my GPS on because I was like, oh, let's see who's in the area.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh. I want to message this guy too. Like, why the sunglasses? Like, seriously. And, you know, it was really nice to actually get a male's perspective on it. And then,
so I heard male's perspective on women.
All right.
Okay. And male perspective on women is that women are just as bad as the men.
Yes, yeah, some women. There are some hoes out there. I ain't gonna lie. But he actually, by some chance, I happened to hit my profile on accident. So he was like, oh, let me see your profile. And I was like, oh my God, no. And he looked at all my photos. And I have, obviously, full body photos. Because, you know, I want you to know what you're getting into. And he read the whole thing. And I said, don't sugarcoat me. Just tell me for real. He's like, no, you're...
Some guys write profiles that are, like, freaking a mile long. And I'm like, next.
I mean, you know, it's one of those... It's a tough... I'm reading a book by Aziz Ansari called Modern Romance. And it's...
I love your books. You like, gave me your Kindle, like, to read some self-discovery books. And I love them.
Good.
Like, I do. Like, you have some great taste.
Did you finish your Badass?
I have not. Okay. By the time I figured out that it was, like, looks a sample, and now it's not a sample, and then I get distracted, and then I don't read it. I mean, but I love it. I mean, it's such an easy read, and it's helped me, like, you know, I love it.
I've gone through 4 books in this month alone.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not a reader.
Well, I listen to a lot of them now because I have Amazon Prime and Amazon Smile.
Books on tape?
They're audiobooks. They're done by Audible, but I can also read them too if I want to. If I don't want to listen to a voice. Mm-hmm. But it helps me, like, at night, I go to sleep. I mean, I listen to all of Game of Thrones just by going to, like, getting ready for bed, like brushing my teeth, which, you know, is super hot and stuff like that. Yeah. And, so, you know, that kind of thing. And it's, you know, it's been fun. And, you know, I like to read, but Aziz Ansari did a whole bunch of research on modern dating. Oh. And it's like, I'm getting through the book because it's obviously not on Audible. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So.
Nice. Yeah, I know. I love your choices, and I'm definitely interested in reading anything that you have to suggest, because I'm just trying to branch out. First of all, branching out by reading, because I don't normally read, mm-hmm. and just branching out in other aspects. And I totally, whatever you got, you know, just throw my way.
Yeah, I'm down.
So, we are 52 minutes in. What was the homie cast last time? Do you know what ended?
They were at number 13.
No, but do you know how many minutes they ended?
41.
Oh, they ended at 41?
They ended at 41 this week.
Wow. Okay. Yep. I do every week. I try to end in the 40s and 50s because I just feel like it's just a good place to kind of end. Mm-hmm. So, right now, we're going to be probably about 53, which I think is great.
That's a good one.
I think it's been great.
Yeah.
So you have our ending song tonight.
I do.
Alright, I can't wait. I'm very excited. Well, this is Alicia and Lee's episode number sweet 16, and we be out, bitches. If you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.